Learn More, sponsored by the Institut International de Lancy, an education for life at IIL.
Now, Learn More is the show where we look at kids and teens in education, but as it's the holidays, we have a very special show this week. We will be looking at what to do over the summer holidays. We'll have Alison Ox to talk about what we should be planning in terms of how much we should be aiming to recreate life at school, like a schedule. And for all those based around the Geneva region or looking at travelling into this region over summer, we're also going to be joined by the Geneva Tourism CEO, Adrien Genier, who will talk to us about different activities around the lake and also some museums, especially handy if the weather is not on our side. And also he'll talk about some of the free stuff that's thrown in if you do an overnight stay at one of the hotels in Geneva this July or August. I've also invited Olga from Parentville Geneva to be on the show, a blog and social media community that we link up with from time to time. She's always coming up with events and activities. So she's going to give us some more inspiration as she loves lesser known, hidden, and specifically today, free or budget adventures. She has a bunch of ideas for us. And before I welcome any guests on the show today, I also want to do a huge shout out to the Institut International de Lancy, who are our sponsors for the show. Thanks to them. And they also have some great summer camps if you are looking for activities. I'll talk more about what they're running in August this morning too. Now, before I welcome Adrien and Olga to talk about the activities they recommend, I want to talk to Alison about why we need these activities and the structure that we need. And should we throw all of the structure out the window in the holidays? She is here in the studio. Hi, Alison.
Hi.
So Alison Ox is the founder of Edit Change Management, an educational consulting company specializing in social emotional education and development for schools and families. She's the author of Would I Have Sexted Back in the 80s? And the director of Oscar and Zoe, a series of children's books on technology in our lives. She's got a dual degree in social work and social pedagogy, and it gives her some interesting insights into why we need to organise activities for kids over the summer. So, Alison, kids have got such a sense of structure during the school year, and we hear that structure is important for kids. Does it mean that we need to try and structure out the holidays? Do we need to say recess is going to be between 9:15 and 9:35 every day? Do we need to make a timetable?
Well, recess not maybe, but actually yes, especially for young children, you should make a timetable. Routines help kids feel safe, and safe is the key here, word cat. Routines give children boundary and guidance and help them develop life skills and build healthy habits. There are also huge benefits to routines for mom and dads. Kids will be less stressed and feel better, and so will you.
Okay, so next question. Can we, though, overdo it?
Oh, that's a good question. And oh, yes, you can overdo it. Routine does not mean overscheduling your children. Boredom is so important, and I can't stress this too much. Downtime without screens should be part of your schedule. And I'm not talking about a crazy schedule, but something more around the lines of 8 a.m. breakfast, chores in the morning, lunch at noon, a lazy afternoon at the pool, and maybe even quiet time with a book before dinner. Making a routine or blocks of routine for yourself for self-sustaining activities like reading several times a week can introduce children and teens to new pleasures, and it invites calmness. So just remember to make your routine and your schedule consistent, predictable, and follow through with your plans.
I want to block out, though, we've got, you know, different age groups here that we're looking at. So I keep saying kids and teens. So let's look at kids first of all. I think, if I remember correctly, you've told me before, that's between 3 years and about 11. That's it. Is 12? 12 is technically considered a teen, is that right?
12 is adolescent.
Okay,
so all right. It's definitely a different age group than 3 to 11. That is correct.
Okay, so let's look at first of all the 3 to 11 group. What kind of thing do we say that kids are getting from structure? Why is it important for them to have structure?
Well, For smaller children or young kids, you would say organized activities are a great way also to help mom and dad anchor your routine and give structure to your summer. And like said, structure gives safety for these children. And these activities also can help young children figure out what they like to learn and also learn new skills. So maybe they'll figure out, do they like tennis, swimming, sailing, art, dancing, theater, or even the Scouts? This is a great age to test a lot of activities, and you don't necessarily have time to do this during the school year. Another benefit that you'll have is that your child is learning to deal with other adults, follow rules, and make new friends outside of school.
I like the little list there of activities that you're already giving, like tennis, swimming, sailing, art, and things like that. And I know, as I'm going to talk about it in a little bit, but the summer camps at IAL, for example, you've got even things like manga. And so that will go into design or robotics they've got, for example. So there's lots of different options. And it, as you say, I got a nice opportunity to test stuff. When you get a little bit older, though, maybe you're not necessarily learning and trying all of those different things. You might have a slightly better idea of what you like to do. So then why build structure in maybe for the 12 and up year olds?
Well, teens won't admit that they need structure, but they especially need some summer routine. And that is also to keep them out of trouble, but also to reduce stress and anxiety. And stress or anxiety are pretty big buzzwords in the teen years as they are on the rise. And the risky behavior is also spiking. So while I was studying at university, it was stressed to us that hobbies are the number one thing to keep teens out of trouble and developing hobbies. And with my experience, I cannot stress that enough.
I feel it's a bit of a stereotype, though, isn't it, to say, oh, teens are going to get in trouble. Is that really backed up, that our behavior changes?
It is. It has to do with your prefrontal cortex, and you make decisions based on emotions and not rationality, and it actually really has to do with brain development. So it is backed up, and it is a stereotype. But kids who have focus and are focusing on an activity that they love generally will be active and have less crazy ideas, maybe.
All right, let's go with another stereotype. Teens aren't incredibly motivated to get involved. So how would you convince a teen to go and do things and to get on board with your structure that you're setting out?
Well, I think this is a really good point, Kat, because it is essential to let teens take the lead here and try things that they love and not that mom and dad love. So it shouldn't be mom and dad making the plan. It should be them looking into what they want. And you mentioned manga and different things like that before. Mm. But maybe they want to learn how to create a video game and code, or make movies and go to a film camp or take a dance class, play soccer. It doesn't really matter what they're doing, baking, rock climbing, horse riding. It's just that they do, not what they do.
Some tasks, I notice, are very good for our brains and some for our bodies. I notice this when I, again, look at summer camp activities that are out there over the summer, and I see that there are some that are very sporty, rock climbing, for example, great for your body. Other things, great for your brains, coding, etc. Is it important to try and reflect this if you, as a parent or a guardian, are organising activities? Do you need to look at getting both brain and body activated?
Yeah, absolutely, you do. You certainly need to focus on both. And I would look at the camp to see if they are doing both. And most camps that have coding will put them in the gym for an hour. So it's just a really good question to ask, actually. And I would stress getting kids involved in the physical world rather than the virtual world, outside of the home and with other people. And I can't even tell you, after a year of the pandemic and Zoom classes and Zoom calls, kids really need to do this. And one way, great way of doing this is these summer camps, because camps can usher children and teens into a thrilling environment. And, if your kids go to a camp, they're probably going to come home dirtier than you normally would allow them to be. And they're going to do things that they would think are completely cringe otherwise, like sing and belt out camp songs around a campfire that they would otherwise call completely dorky.
Oh, you mean like proper camp, like going away camps? Maybe.
Yeah.
In my head, that's like an American idea of the camp, of a going away camping, quite literally, or staying in a cabin.
Well, I mean, actually, both of these kinds of camps exist. And if you're part of the Scouts, you'll definitely be doing that.
True.
But actually, even at these camps that are day camps, they'll do some pretty fun activities that your kids wouldn't do otherwise. They do things that kids don't otherwise do. And we spend so much time in our virtual world, it's just important to join some activities outside of the home and meet with others and enjoy being in the moment.
Very nice. Yeah, I think we can all take that on board, enjoying being in the moment. Alison, thanks so much for explaining a bit about why we need the structure. Coming up, we will talk to the CEO of Geneva Tourism, Adrien Genier, and Olga as well from Parentville, Geneva. They've both got some great ideas in and around Geneva if you are looking for those activities.
Learn more. Sponsored by the Institut International de Lancy. An education for life at IIL.
So far for Learn More this morning, we've been talking all about the importance of activities and creating a little bit of structure in the day. Whether you have kids or teens, it's all important. And that structure can apparently be kind of loose. There's no need to overdo it. And Alison Ox has been telling us that there does need to be just a little bit of a plan in place. So now you might be looking for some activities to do. I'm turning my attention to Geneva now. Whether you're in Geneva or you're looking at it as a destination this summer, I thought I would ask Geneva Tourism what they'd actually recommend. I had a chat to Adrien Genier. He's the CEO of Geneva Tourism. First things first, what does he personally recommend?
Well, I am myself a sailor and I love to sail on that beautiful lake. So I would say go and try some sailing. There are some sailboats that are easy that you can rent if you have a basic level of sailing, if the parents have one. Or you can also go for some classes. So I would say it's a good time to try some sailing. Or if you want something with a bit more adrenaline, then you can do wakeboarding. They have now these electric surf rats, you know, that are electric powered and that lift up over the lake. So this is also something special. If you want something a bit more cool and easy, you always can rent the paddle. It's pretty cool to do that either alone, or they have big paddles that you can go the whole family on it. They rent that several places, especially at the tropical corner as well. So that would be my sort of thing. Go and do some sport on the lake, or you just can enjoy the Plage des Eaux Vives, the beautiful new plage where you have either the sandy part or the small rocks part as well.
There's even some of these beachy spaces that have been built, grown, and have been sectioned off as new beach spaces. So that's obviously very important to mm-hmm. Geneva to provide more space around the lake.
Exactly. And also, it's really a urban new concept have this beach that is also linked with an eco space that has been built with the guidance of Pro Natura. So you really have an eco reserve, and then the beach, and on the background you have the park of Les Eaux Vives and Parc Lagrange, where the President Biden and Putin did meet, but now it's open to the public. You know, it was totally gated. You could not step a foot inside, but normally it's totally open to the public. So that's a perfect place to go and install yourself, either enjoy the restaurant of Les Eaux Vives, which is excellent. That's very good, filet de perche. But also you can just have a picnic and then go and dive into the lake. That's also pretty good.
Absolutely. Are you born and bred in Geneva?
I was born in Lausanne. But I used to go several times in Geneva for sailing, let's say, mainly, but also to go to the museums. Then I went working abroad as an expat in Brazil and then in Stockholm. Came back to Geneva.
It doesn't surprise me that someone born and raised in this area is probably, I'm going to take a guess, all about the skiing in the mountains in the winter and all about the lake in the summer. That's where it's at. We're talking kids, and if parents feel like there is an opportunity for learning, we also have a lot of museums. Are there any that you would like to highlight today?
Yeah, totally. We know that this summer is not a great summer. A lot of rain some days. Mm. It's really changing from rain to sunny days, so you need to have a
backup plan.
A backup plan, yeah. But I would say it's not even a backup plan, because the museums have so much to offer, and in Geneva there are more than 40 museums, and a lot of them have really interesting activities inside. One that I would pick, that it's a topic that is a bit in a certain way hard or hard to deal with, it's the Red Cross Museum. But in fact, the inside, it's a real experience. You go through, it's interactive, it's multimedia. So that's very interesting. The other one is the CERN, you know, for nuclear research, where they go beyond the limit of physics. It's also really, really interesting, and kids can take it at the level they want. It's really just the images are very impressive. And then you have some others that are not so known. There are 40, so I'm just picking a few of them. The Far East Museum, which is La Fondation Bohr. Fondation Bohr, it's really an ancient building, and inside you have pieces from the Far East that are totally exclusive. And they do the tea ceremonial once a week with a master, a tea master that comes and does the ceremonial. Very special. And another one would be the Bodmer Foundation in Cologne, and it's all about written heritage. They have pieces that are amazing, really, that made history. The one of the three original of the Quran, one of the three original of the Torah, one example of the Evangile from Judah. And if you have younger kids, you can go to the Musée d'Histoire Naturelle, where you have the now very famous turtle with two heads. Maybe you saw her already.
I have not. Why have I not seen the turtle with two heads? I will make a point.
Really?
Yeah, I will make a point of going and seeing.
He's there eating very well.
Oh, I need to go see. Excuse me, everyone. I need to go off and see a turtle with two heads. I'll be back later. All right, I'll finish this interview quickly before I dash off. Just a quick question. Obviously, if you've got a few kids, it can get expensive quite quickly. So remind us, when is the free day? Isn't it something like one of the Sundays every month that you can go to a lot of the museums for free?
Yeah, that's correct. Normally it's Sunday, but all the city museums are free anytime during the week. And the private museums, they have one day that is open. I really would recommend people to go on the website. Just go on genève.com. You go on museums or culture. You have all the list of the different activities. The agenda as well is up to date. You find a lot of useful content in there.
I just quickly want to talk about if you're coming and staying in Geneva. So if you're actually coming to Geneva to do an overnight stay, there are some benefits to be aware of if you are traveling as a family. Can you just explain the kind of things that are happening that we might not be aware of, we should take advantage of if you're doing an overnight stay here?
Yeah, well, first, that's a very good idea. You can do some staycation if you're in Geneva, or if you come from nearby, or if your family, friends are coming from abroad, then spend a night in Geneva. And for the whole month of July and August, we put together a system that is inspired by the resorts. So we turn Geneva into a resort city. And for every person that spends a night in Geneva, they receive a resort pass. And with this, you can book more than 100 activities. Might it be rafting, paddling, wakeboarding, as we have been discussing, but also some tours, guided tours in the city. And everything is at least with 20% discount, or even free activities, like the little train that goes inside the old town, or these kind of things. So more than 100 activities. People think that there is not much to do when it comes to leisure in Geneva. And I can tell you, we've been looking around and there are plenty of things. So, yeah. And we did put that together also with a web platform so that it makes it easy to find what you want and to book your activity.
I'm going to give that now. It's super simple. It's genève.com. Look on there for Resort City. Adrien Genève, CEO of Geneva Tourism, thanks for taking the time to talk to us about the activities you'd like to recommend in Geneva.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Learn more. Sponsored by the Institut International de Lancy. An education for life. At IIL.
Olga Sokolik founded Parentville Geneva. She's actively out looking for activities all the time, and she posts about her and her daughter's adventures on her blog and her Instagram. She's prepared some free and budget activity ideas for us that we might not know about, and steering away from the lake per se. So my first question to Olga is what her goals are over the summer with all of her activities. What does summer mean to her? Here's Olga.
So every summer, I try to make it fun and adventurous, and I try to get my daughter to see new places, but not necessarily educational places. I want the summer to be this period where she has fun and she can relax and not worry about learning many new things. I would try to do things that will make us laugh, eat a lot of ice creams, and things like that. And just be cool and be chill. And some days we will just stay at home and do nothing, which I think everybody needs, even kids.
I mean, if I look at your Instagram page, and I'm a follower of your Instagram page, I mean, it looks like you are off out and about all of the time, Olga. So that's why I wanted you to come on and talk about some of your favourite activities, because it's great inspiration. But it's interesting to hear you say, and we should all know this, that everyone's got a Facebook or an Instagram persona, and then actually there is a lot of downtime behind it. But it's interesting to hear you say that.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, my Instagram account doesn't reflect 100% my daily life. So my mission on Instagram is to let people know where they can go if they want to. But on the days I post, sometimes we stay at home. We don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
But there is a post for people with a suggestion of an activity or an outing they could do.
I know people will be intrigued about some of the things that you would suggest. We've got a few free things because, well, let's just face it, if you've got kids, it can get expensive. Let's go through some of your top free things that you could maybe recommend for us.
Okay, so the first one, I would suggest a hike, not in the mountains and not very difficult, rather short. So it's perfect for kids, even 3 years old can do it.
I love that.
It's not pram adapted, so don't take your pram. It's a little river that not many people know about. It's called La Roulave. It's in Dardanie. And by following the river, you will end up in old asphalt mines.
Cool.
And there are still 3 caves. And from what I remember, one is for certain available. You can go into it. It's small. But if you dig a bit with your finger or with a stick in the ground, you will notice a very, very unique smell.
Oh, from the asphalt?
Yes, it's more like airplane fumes.
How interesting. So that's a nice little hike that you can do by La Roulave.
It's absolutely beautiful. And once it gets hot, and I hope it will, the whole walk is in a very shaded forest and the river works like air conditioning. Then another free activity is in a park in Charmy. It's called Parc des Franchises. It's perfect for even a full day of fun. There's a paddling pool, there's a playground, there are barbecue places, there's beach volleyball, and there's also this buvette. It's called Salon d'été. They, of course, have drinks and snacks, but also they provide activities for kids from age 2. They also have some interesting events for teenagers.
Yeah, that's great to cover off a whole range of kids. And then also, as you're getting older, young adults have got things to do as well. And actually, to be honest, these activities I'm quite intrigued at as well.
And of course, I put all these activities on my website in the calendar.
You've also got the Balade Éphémère. Tell us a little bit about this.
Balade Éphémère is a long walk along the Air River, one of the most difficult words to pronounce in French. It goes from Bernay to Saint-Julien-en-Genevois in France, so it's very long, and it's all about art. 11 artists made art pieces and installations using materials they could find on the site. All the art pieces, they are all different, and I would suggest, because the trail is very long, so I would suggest first going to their website and choose what you would like to see and adapt the hike accordingly. Because from Bernay to Saint-Julien-en-Genevois can be long for some kids.
Might be one that you adapt, depending if you've got quite a young child, it might be something that you go and you aim to see 2 or 3 art pieces along that walk. And then if you are a family with older kids, teens, young adults, then maybe you could make it into a much longer thing, expect to make it into a whole day trip, something like that.
Yes. And one important thing about this walk is that a big part of it is adapted to prams.
So nice.
Smaller kids can go too.
We know that there are loads of different really cool hiking places, but nice to know and aim to go and see something. I think that helps kids as well to say, we're going to go and see smart work, or we're going to go and discover the old asphalt mine that's there. You know, we're going to go and discover something. It sort of adds something to the imagination. If you are able to spend a little bit of money, I'm talking 10 francs or so, what would you do?
Definitely the Chasse aux Glaces in Carouge. It's a super fun game during which kids have to solve some puzzles, and there are challenges on the way, and they have to draw. On the way, they will learn a bit about Carouge, but it's not in a forced way. And most importantly, there are two ice creams involved. So, I mean, what kid will say no to an adventure with ice creams?
Amazing. That's just 10 francs per person just with your francs. Ice creams included.
And it's really, really fun.
And finally, if you are going to spend a little bit of money, if you wanted something to look forward to and a super treat, what would you recommend? What's on your list, Olga?
There is something we have personally tried very recently. It's the chocolate tour organized by local flavor tours in Geneva. It's a very entertaining guided tour of Geneva, all about chocolate. It's great even when it rains. Actually, we did it when it rained a lot. All the chocolate tastings help fight the bad rainy mood. We learned a lot of anecdotes about Geneva. We learned a lot about chocolate history in Geneva. About chocolate in general, we had tastings in, I don't remember how many, chocolatier in Geneva. It was a lot of chocolate. We spent a very joyful 3 hours with a very fun guide. It was really great. And normally you would think that guided tours are for tourists, but I think this one is a must do for those living here as well.
Fantastic. Olga, if people would like to find out more about you and the activities that you talk about and would like to see pictures, where do they find you online?
Best place to find solid information is to go to the website, parentville.ch. And for pictures, the best place is to find me on Instagram at parentvillegva.
There is so much inspiration on there. It's great fun. Thanks so much for talking to us about some great ideas and activities to do. And thank you so much for keeping a budget in consideration. Olga from Parentville Geneva, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kat. Have a lovely summer.
Learn more. Sponsored by the Institut International de Lancy. An education for life. At IIL.
I hope we've had a bit of inspiration this morning, looking at why we need to create a bit of structure in the summer holidays for kids and teens. We've also given lots of ideas out today of things that you can actually do. I do want to say a special mention for our sponsors at IIL. If you are looking for someone to take everything off of your hands, just go to a summer camp. It is a full week of activity, or you can do a week in one camp and then try something else out the next week. So they have some of their August camps. Some of the topics include a manga camp, urban dance. What a great opportunity to just go and do that for a week. Basketball, football. They've got one called Bricks for Kids, which is basically a whole camp for an entire week based around Lego, or Build Your Robot. I kind of want to go off and try each of those things. Alison Ox, though, explained to us why structure was still important. Even if kids aren't going to camps, it is really important to create a little bit of that routine and structure. Alison, camps, though, have worked quite well for your family.
Yes, they have. They've been fantastic.
So tell me a little bit about what your experience is.
Well, my kids have tried various different things, and each of them has said a specific no to certain things, like, no, not again.
Okay.
And definitely yes. And for example, my son, he said no to a lot of things, and he said yes to film, and then he did a film camp. And then he decided to study film in London, and now he's working at a film camp. So you have to see that these camps can lead to your first summer jobs as a student. So I do think it comes full circle, and it's just all around a great opportunity.
Oh, that's fun. So he was doing a camp as a kid and then ended up coming back, and now he's working at one. Look at that career path. Just
exactly.
Thanks so much, Alison. Thanks for joining us and talking to us about the importance of structure and of routine as we now head into a weekend where I plan to throw all of the structure and the routine out the window a little bit. But I think it's really important just to remember that even as an adult, you know, it's good to get up and have structure, even if that's just around meal times, I guess, which is important with kids too, huh?
It is. It's important to eat together as a family, even during the summer, and to have set times. I think that kids need structure, and we do too. I have little rules for myself, and I think everybody should have a routine and some structure in their life.
Thanks so much for joining us for Learn More this morning. Have a great summer.
Learn More, sponsored by the Institut International de Lancy, an education for life at IIL.